Strange days indeed. That's John Lennon and Nobody Told Me at 103 GNI. Hi, I'm Pat Garrett. We have a couple of new sports scores in to pass on to you. Cleveland's Cavaliers in the NBA beat the New York Knicks 100-99 tonight. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the New Jersey Nets 102-95. We don't really have a lot of new sports to pass on to you this hour, but we do have something I got off the wire machine a little while ago. Kind of fits into the that's kind of interesting department. A couple got married in a burning house today. Dateline, Statesboro, Georgia. Ralph Deal and Cheryl Buey walked calmly into a burning house today, said their wedding vows, and were pronounced husband and wife. A handful of Deal's colleagues at the Statesboro Fire Department controlled the blaze by hosing down hot spots until after the couple emerged on the front porch of the small frame dwelling. The pair embraced and kissed in front of about 100 people. After the ceremony, Deal said everything went as planned. It was Deal's idea to hold the ceremony in the burning building, something he decided on after realizing that his wedding day coincided with the fire department's training date. The couple wore yellow rain slickers and boots. The groom wore a red fire helmet, and the bride wore a white one. Her veil was treated with a flame retardant. After the two said their vows, the bride, who clasped a fire extinguisher with a bouquet affixed to it, climbed onto a fire truck and tossed the bouquet and a garter to the crowd. The happy couple then rode away on the fire truck to a reception at the fire station. About the time the 5-minute, 40-second ceremony was over, flames had engulfed the house. That's nothing. People I know have been getting all fired up over weddings for years. I guess next they're going to tell us that the couple refers to their former lovers as old flames. I imagine that right about now, this being their honeymoon night, the bride and groom need to be hosed down.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on